Welcome everyone to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convicts Show, where we have unfiltered conversations with trained comedians. I'm your host, Sharonda Jacobs. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Comedy Convicts Show today. I guess we'll talk about rappers being killed daily. So I'm sitting here with Keith Lookaround Morris and Big Seth. How you fellas doing today?
What's going on?
One thing, let me just say something real fast, man. Man, rest in peace to that young brother, man. R&B Rock.
No, P&B Rock.
No, R&B Rock.
No, P&B, like peanut butter and belly.
P&B Rock. Rest in peace. It don't matter what his name is. No, on the real. I know I wasn't trying to be funny, but.
No, it do matter because if we're going to talk about it, we got to say their name right because people be like, who the hell is it?
N.B. Rock.
Well, that's not the only one that get, man, you know, these rappers getting killed over gold chains, man.
Stupid, man. Like
diamonds.
Young dude, 30 years old, man, just going to Roscoe's. Now, I wouldn't have been on that Roscoe's on no Manchester in Maine. That's a fucking death trap. But still, though, man.
But that one tastes better
than
the
one. No, they say he was in Inglewood. It was on Manchester.
It was
the one on Manchester in Inglewood.
They got two of them on Manchester.
Thought it was the one in Inglewood, but it's the one in.
But the one on Manchester in Inglewood, he shouldn't have been at that one anyway with that terrible food.
Well, but you know what? We can't put Roscoe's down, man. Roscoe's is one of the best chicken and waffle places everybody else came up off of.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I go to all of them. And it's sad that, you know, we don't know what happened, but it's sad that these rappers are getting killed.
Just young people, period.
30 years old, 20 years old. Just like when old boy got killed on the, Mo 3 got killed on the freeway in his hometown.
Oh, my God.
They just sad, man, because it's like, what can you do, you know? Just black folks is killing each other, man.
But the cold thing about it, them big gold chains, half that shit be fake.
Yeah,
but they got that image.
But you can't take it to a pawn shop.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
Talk though.
Ain't nobody gonna be bothered if a pawn shop takes that gold or diamonds, whatever fake, whatever it is. They're gonna get in trouble for buying stolen goods.
Yeah.
So you can't really do nothing with it unless you got somebody to know how to take diamonds out.
And then they said it was his girlfriend's fault because she dropped the location.
Dropped the location to who?
On her Instagram.
Where they was eating at.
Yeah. So when you drop your location on Instagram, it'll tell you exactly where you are.
Yeah, but you should be able to do stuff like that. You should be able to walk out your door, come home at night. You know, go work for you if you want that kind of stuff. Work for it.
But see, the thing about it is that we as black folks love to
showboat.
Advertise. And the thing about it is like, these youngsters are waiting for them to find out where you at. They can come get you, kill you, shoot you, whatever. That's why I don't tell nobody where I'm at when I go anywhere. I don't post nothing. I don't want nobody to know where I'm at. That's why I ain't got number two followers.
Yeah, right.
They rob me. They going to be disappointed. They going to get nothing but lead in their motherfucking hand.
But the point about it is, you don't want nobody to shoot you over nothing.
Right. Because that's what they going to do.
Yeah.
But
they gonna shoot you because you ain't got it.
We can't be scared to live life, but it's just stupid. Come on, black people. They quick to holler that Black Lives Matter, but we taking each other out.
Man, that's all a game. Black lives don't matter.
No, they don't. And with nobody.
But they get mad when the police kill a black person.
Yeah. They out there rallying up.
Yeah, but you ain't rallying when y'all out here killing these lives.
Or telling your brother or your sister or your brother, look now, dog, don't kill him.
Well, anyway, rest in peace, P&B. Rock, he survived by his pretty little daughter and his soon to be wife, man.
Y'all okay,
pray for their families, man.
And we lost a good comedian, David Arnold.
Damn.
We lost David Arnold. We just ain't gonna talk about rappers.
Legend, man.
David Arnold passed away unexpectedly.
And he was young.
Yeah, he was 54
years old.
And his wife went to wake him up, and he didn't wake up. You know, it's like we lost D. Militant. We lost David Arnold. Who else have we lost in the comedy game? AJ Johnson.
Who's other?
Who else we lost in the comedy game? Teddy Ray. So we lost a lot of people, not by murdering, just by dying.
Because one thing about, especially about men, you all don't go to the doctor like that. You guys don't get checked as much as women.
They don't have nothing to do with it.
I just think it's your time.
They don't have nothing to do with it.
I mean, everybody has an expiration date. We know that. But I'm just saying, some things can be avoided because you might find that you have a heart problem.
Let me explain something to y'all. Let me explain something to y'all. The game is pharmaceutical.
Oh, I know.
Long as the doctors can keep feeding you with medication.
Oh, yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with you. They feeding you with medication because we believe in what they tell us is real.
Technically, you tell the doctor what's wrong with you. They just write the prescription.
But the point about it is we're steady taking this medication. Yeah. Right? Okay. Yeah. I'm supposed to have diabetes, so-called. The doctor called me last week, and we talked. And he said your C1A?
A1C
is 7.2.
Okay, that's
good. Wait, but when it was 11, when I first found out, he like, what are you doing? He couldn't believe it was 7.2. He said, you still taking that metformin? I'm like, no, for what? I'm good.
Well, what you start taking, brother?
I don't take anything.
I mean, have you changed your diet?
I really didn't change my diet. I just stopped drinking sugar. I stopped drinking sodas. I stopped drinking juice.
There you go, right there.
I just stopped drinking all that stuff with sugar. I still have me a vanilla shake or a strawberry shake. And it's nothing wrong with me. Every time I take my blood, my sugar, everything is under 106, 130 something. I'm always in that even thing.
Okay.
So he going to tell me, well, you know what I want you to do is keep taking that heart medicine for you won't have a stroke. Man, I don't need that crap. You know what I'm saying? So I know my body went into shock when I went to the dentist. I knew it. But they don't want to hear that. They want to hear, we keep feeding you medicine, keep feeding you medicine, keep feeding you medication.
Speaking of that, my cousin was on diabetes medicine. And so the doctor gave him that Trulicity along with the metformin and the glycoside. And so he called me. He said, oh, my sugar dropped so low, I got sick. He kept getting sick. He told me that he was taking that. I said, don't take that Trulicity. That's for somebody who really has his diabetes not that bad. So now he down to 6 because I told him stop taking that Trulicity and don't take that stuff as much as you should. But he diets and exercise.
Yeah, but they try to. I walk and stuff, but they try to make me take double dose of the metformin.
Oh, like 1,000?
Yeah. And I got sick when I first took it. It's like, I don't need this.
Let me ask you something, big bro. Do you eat fruit?
I eat fruit.
So fruit is good for you.
Only half. Don't eat a whole apple, a whole banana.
I love apples.
You have to cut it in half when you're supposed to, you know, because it has a lot of sugar in it.
But see, the thing about it is, if we keep believing what these doctors say, then your mind going to tell you you need it. All you have to do is cut back on everything.
That's why I say I have.
Sometimes you don't even have to eat half. You can eat the whole apple if that's going to be the whole day. Yeah. Are you going to?
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you count calories and stuff. Yeah, that's
so
cool.
So I eat peanuts,
trail mixes.
I eat a lot of stuff that I've been eating, but I cut all that sugar drinking out.
See, I don't drink Pepsis. Pop. It's very rare that I drink some pop.
Yeah.
It's like if I go to a restaurant, it's like I try to always get water, no pop. If I drink a pop, it's because I'm really crazy.
Well, she went to old school pops.
Well, that's what we say in Detroit.
I know.
I was born and raised in pop.
Soda pop. We understand pop. That.
So have you cut out that sweet pussy?
Yeah, I'll cut that out too.
he cut all the sweet shit out.
I cut all the sweet stuff out, man. I'm not a sugar daddy. I'm a spoiled daddy.
I'm like that
spoiled milk. I'm a spoiled daddy.
Wait, you know, people use spoiled sugar milk to make cornbread.
Yes, they do. My grandmother used it.
So you okay?
I'm okay.
You are listening to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convicts.
But I want to give a shout out to them raggly ass niggas that didn't come today. Hurricane Peanut and Bubba Loke. They always got a million excuses.
Peanut on the couch sleep.
But it's like this. we get back to what we can care less what's going on with them three brothers. Yeah. They my people. We good with them.
The thing about it is,
it's like we as black people, anybody, these doctors, all they want is your money.
Yeah.
And the pharmaceutical is all about money.
They sound like Sharonda. All I want is your money.
Sharonda just want anything. She don't want your money. She wants your honey.
No money, no honey.
No, you can have no money, but you can have her honey.
Yo, Sharonda.
Sharonda.
Y'all so ignorant.
But we are the Comedy Convicts, and we are very funny. And the thing about it is like we sit here on our talk podcast show. Sharonda's our manager. She's the intro of the show, and we just follow her lead. But it's fun when it's only two of us.
Yeah.
When it's four or five, it's, you know, they don't want to show up, so we don't worry about that.
We ain't going to hold their motherfucking hand.
We still love them, though.
Yeah, we love them, but we ain't holding their hand.
It's like, Peanut, bring your little ass to rehearsal.
That's your wrong man.
But you don't get me, though. They don't want to come do a podcast, but they want to come do a dance routine before we get on stage. Nigga, just bring the funny, nigga. Like, what the fuck we dancing for? But that's real, though, right? Why are we dancing?
Because the dream, since he didn't make the New Edition cut.
How the hell are we dancing,
fellas,
for?
I'm not in this.
Keith
Lookaround Moore is not in this. That's Sharonda.
I said it.
And the sidekick.
No, side. Oh, yeah.
Side like, nigga.
Side nigga said.
Nah, you know I love him, but I'm just saying. I remember when we didn't go to play, that nigga Penny was about to have a baby. Man, like, nigga, it's just a dance room. Oh, what the fuck are we dancing
I
want to
talk about Friendship. Shady promoters again.
Ouch.
These shady promoters, man, let me explain something to anybody that's going to listen to our podcast. If you don't have the money for the convicts, do not call Sharonda and say, I want to book them. It's five of us, so you say 500 to 1,000 each person, then you call her. Other than that, do not call
Especially if we out of town, because it don't make no sense.
That's right.
We go down there for $200-$300, man, stop it.
In town is practice. Out of town is business. And people don't understand that. You know, these shady promoters want to try to get you for $75.
And two drinks.
Two drinks and two chicken wings.
The two drinks is Shirley Temple, so they only $3 a piece. I know, wow. That's what I drink.
So that I don't drink at all, period. So I drink water now, so that's a dollar.
Like I say, I'm not, if it ain't, I'm going to be honest with you. If it ain't Thursday nights at the Regency West, I'm not about to get on anybody's mic just to be saying I'm.
And that's true.
I'm not about to be a mic whore no more. Fuck that shit. I feel that my comedy is better than that. If it ain't the Regency West on Thursdays, I'm not getting on nobody else's stage for nothing, man. Fuck all that.
And that's nothing wrong with that, because we in city. You know, in city, at least we do give our people something. You know, when we book them, we do give them something. But don't come to me and say, hey, I want to give you $150. Can you come out of town? Hell no. I got movie credits. I got TV credits. I got voiceover credits. I got writing credits. I got producing credits. I got directing credits. I am somebody. Keith Lookaround Moore's. And you're not going to ever get me for $100 or $150. It's got to be over. It's supposed to be $5,000 plus. Pay us money. And that's just real. These shady promoters, y'all got to stop screwing these comics, because these brothers ain't coming. The real comics ain't. These thirsty comics, they're going to come for $25, $50, a plane ticket. And then you don't give them a round trip ticket back home. You give them a one way.
So you got to catch the Greyhound back
home? No, you got to spend the money they gave you to
that's
get
what
back
I'm
home.
I know.
So y'all beware out here, comics. Man, these some shady promoters, man. You know.
Oh, you know what I want to touch on, too? What y'all think about that Tiffany Haddish, Ari Spears, sick ass?
Oh, man. They
that
doing Aries.
Sick as a
See, Ari Spears shouldn't have never messed with Lizzo. He shouldn't have never said what he said about Lizzo.
You are listening to the Comedy Convicts. I ain't gonna ask you for no money.
You ain't gonna get none. Silly wabbit, tricks are for kids.
I don't do tricks, baby.
Because you get up on stage and talk about homosexuals, and you're a homosexual, and you won't let nobody know you like, can I say it? Okay, so we were talking about Ari Spears. Ari Spears is caught up harassing Lizzo.
Yeah.
And he did something that he shouldn't have done. I mean, we do it as comics. I can't say that. But he did it as a joke. And it hit the entertainment field, and it just messed up his whole career.
Backfired on him.
So, you said that shit was on life support anyway.
Ari Spears has never been.
The coffin right here.
He have never been funny anyway.
Yeah, but they said he was arrogant.
He always been that way.
Store and think he was Lil Eddie Murphy or something like that.
But see, at that time he had Mad TV.
Wow.
And Mad TV wasn't big as Saturday Night Live.
You're right.
But he had
no,
but he had Mad TV, so that's how he got his break into the industry doing Mad TV. I was been around that long, but like I say, as comics, we can say what we want to say, but now you got to face the backlash of what you say. Just like Dave Chappelle when he talked about the transsexuals, but you can't backlash on something when everybody else is doing it. Mm. You get what I'm saying? You can get mad at one, you gotta get mad at the whole comedy circuit. So we all talk about gays and all that. And just because the industry run by homosexuals don't mean we can't talk about them. If you ain't got a sense of humor, then don't be gay. I'm black. Crackers still call us niggas. Do I supposed to get mad? No, I just say, motherfucker, you a nigga too, you cracker.
Hello.
So you a cracker nigga.
Nigga cracker.
Nigga cracker.
That wigger.
So I'm just saying, just like, you know, we as comics can say what we want to say, but sometimes you better watch what you say and how
as
you say
it. As my granny used to say, some things unsaid, baby, is better not
said. And I'm going to say this since we're on homosexual shit. I'm going to say this about the motherfucking dykes.
Well, don't point your
finger at me. No, I'm not pointing at you. I'm saying this about the dykes. The motherfucking studs. Save a nigga some draws. Quit buying up all our motherfucking boxers. Shit. Save a nigga some draws. Shit.
Got the swap meet, that son.
I'm in fucking Walmart arguing with this stud because this bitch taking all the motherfucking draws. Save a nigga some draws. God damn.
Well, see, you ain't no small dude now. Right. Well, big
this bitch had a big old ass, man. And then the bitch gonna call me gay because I said she had a fat ass. Talking about nigga, you call me a gay ass nigga.
How can you be gay when you call a female that she got a big ass?
She got a dyke. She a dyke.
No, she's still a fucking woman. That's the thing that people don't understand. If you ain't no transsexual, you still a woman.
You still gonna bleed once a month.
That's
you
right.
Still don't you have got the strength of a man.
You ain't that tough though. They think they tough.
Oh, they think they can whoop a man.
They think they can whoop a man until you hit them in their motherfucking mouth. Oh my God.
But
you
see,
hit
the thing
woman.
About it is, the thing about it is the same thing with men.
Oh, you know, they do too fucking much.
These goddamn flamethrowers thinking they women. And these motherfuckers hot as hell, these big grown ass sissies, want to be a woman.
But it's
nothing
a
wrong with it. If you want to be a woman, be a transsexual, transgender, turn all the way into a woman.
But it's a lot of men here that like them.
Wait a minute, watch this.
Undercover that like those guys.
Sharonda, watch this. Okay, you go to Tuesday nights every day, right? When you go
Tuesday.
Pay your money, right?
Yeah.
You ever see that punk be by the door?
Yeah, I talked about
it. I swear to God, that nigga got on my bus about 4 years ago. I was doing the 20 line when I first started working, and I got into it with that motherfucker. And he said, I'm not even lying, y'all. He said, my pussy is better than a woman that you ever had in your life.
So he talking about his booty hole.
Yeah, because he said that his shit don't play. I said, man, you'll get your ass off my butt.
See, that's the kind of stuff that irritates
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
If you're going to be a homosexual, be a homosexual. Don't come out here playing that bitch role. We know you gay, but motherfucker, if you want to be a female, Go transgender. Go get all your feet, your ding-a-ling cut off, your nuts cut off. Get your shit tucked in there and be a woman. Don't come to me and try to be a dick slinger and a fag. That don't make no sense.
And they want to talk shit to you. Like,
that's what I want.
I'm not homophobic.
They be doing too much, though. They do.
I'm not homophobic. I don't care what y'all say or how y'all say it. You going to be a sissy? Be a real sissy. Yeah. Don't be no undercover sissy. Don't be no bisexual sissy. Go home to your woman. Give up your dingling to her. Next thing you know, she caught something, and you and put your thing in somebody's booty hole. That's right. Ridiculous.
Or let if you gonna suck be on your wang wang.
Yeah, if you gonna be a faggot, be a full fledged fag. Don't be no full fledged undercover sissy.
Down low, as they call it.
That don't make no damn sense. And everybody talking about why you call them fags, because that's what the fuck they are.
It's so many guys out here that...
Gotta watch out.
Yeah, so you really don't know what you getting now. So you better ask. That got to come in the top five questions when you asking the guy, you know, about himself.
That's true. You know, a lot of people are undercover. You know, I didn't even know a lot of these male strippers was...
Wow. Oh, baby, they the main one. And the females, too.
Yeah, but I didn't know a lot of them was into that switch hitting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, some of them not. It's just like me. You know, it's some comics that's undercover sissies.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't even know it until these motherfuckers start changing their voices. How you doing? What's your name? Nigga, if you don't cut it out, and I'm going to say talk about your flame-throwing ass. You know what I'm saying? So, if you're going to be gay, be full-fledged. Yeah. Don't be scared to be what you are.
That's true.
You know, don't be scared. If you know you gay, say, hey, you guys, I'm gay. I respect you more if you tell me you gay. Don't come be no secret-ass sissy, because I met a lot of comics that I didn't even know was gay.
Wow.
These young, when I used to be in the business with young comics, I had to pick him up and take him to the comedy club. So one day, this dude, I was picking up every time we go perform. He like, man, go by Laurie's. I used to work there. And all of a sudden, this little fag come out. Come on, he ain't suck your dick yet.
Oh, cheese. So you got steak instead of a cheeseburger.
I said, what the fuck is he talking about? He like, oh, they just playing. I like, no, the fuck he ain't. And I cut his ass loose. And then I had a coworker. I didn't know he was gay. He was only boy in the family. Mama had money.
Wow.
I'm taking him, picking him up for work, and all of a sudden, and he talking about he had a girlfriend. I'm like, man, why I've never met your girlfriend? House full of fags. House full of faggots.
And I bet they are all fine.
No, I ain't going to say all that because I didn't look at them. I seen them motherfuckers in motherfucking robes and shit. I'm like, what are all these motherfucking sissies running around your house with robes on? Oh, that's my roommates. So you start putting two and two together. It's like, nah.
The house of ding-a-ling.
What? Hey, I'm going to be honest with you.
You know they're going to ban this show right here.
It is. Hey, look. It is some undercover faggots in Hollywood that we all know that's black comics.
Yeah.
But they got the wives, and they got the wife for just to
that's just
to throw
period.
Them off.
That's just life. They use women as beards.
They use women as scapegoats.
No, you call them beards, you know,
okay.
To cover
up. It's like, let me explain something.
I've heard some stories about motherfuckers we all know.
This is the Comedy Convicts. Now, if y'all don't like what we say, don't listen to it. Don't
no, y'all
out
still
here,
listen.
Don't get out here and boycott us. Don't get out here and be stupid, because we are comics and we're going to say what we want to say.
And we will fight. Not just flam.
That's right. We will. But it's just like I say, we don't want to be out here arguing with nobody because you gay or you arguing because you're a lesbian or a butch and all that crap. Y'all be what you want to be.
Man.
Y'all be what y'all want to be. But don't go out here protesting and you mad because you like women. Are you mad because you like dudes? I love women, and that's my biggest downfall.
Just save a nigga some draws.
Can you save Sid some goddamn boxers? Damn, he's just fussing over some boxers. He don't wear briefs.
Don't touch the 4X.
No, it's the size 42. Man, we in there like tussling, like, give me my 42s, bitch. Man, you got like five pair already.
So I have to go to Lawson swap meet because my friend wears a 6X draws. So I don't have to fight with any studs over his draws.
Man, you buy niggas draws, Sharonda?
Yeah, I buy niggas some draws.
Oh, shit. Sharonda in the building.
My man got some clean underwear.
It but do be nice though. There sometimes some Tuesday they do be partying. But if, like I say, crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Taco Tuesday is good at the Regency West. I like it. You know, it all depends how many birthday parties they have. You know, and Thursday nights it's good comedy. Bring It To Me, Keith Lookaround Morris and Jeff Arnold. You know, we have said we have the Convicts. We have a lot of comics that come through there. Y'all need to come support black comedy and stop going down to the white clubs and giving them your money like you're going to get something bigger and better.
Well, y'all don't charge 2-drink minimum. That's why I can't come.
Well, the thing is, like I say, when you get in there, you're going to want to drink anyway, but it's weird,
but it's not a stress thing. I'm just saying.
But I guarantee if they shut all the motherfucking nigga nights out in Hollywood, they'd be back there at the Regency West trying to get on stage.
But they shouldn't have to shut down nigga night to make niggas come support niggas. That's why they ain't coming, because y'all over there doing nigga business.
That's crazy, man. They complain about our $15 given to them, but they won't complain about the white man giving
$15. They charge you more than the white club.
No, I'm saying the white man only give them $15 for them. Y'all give them $25.
That's the sad. That's the same thing.
And they complain about that, but they ain't complain about the white man giving them $15.
And then they up here doing all the time at a black club and go down to the white club and do what they tell you, do 7 minutes, and they get their ass off the stage. They want to come to my club and do 40, 35 minutes and all that BS, a whole hour and all that BS.
Want to go overtime, the lights
ain't
young.
None of them got no special.
Barmaids be cleaning up, and they still be on stage telling a joke. That ain't funny. Yeah, I said it.
Man. But yeah, that, you know what, man? Like I say, as my good friend keeps saying, take your ass back to work. I'll be back. I go back to the doctor on 28, take my ass back to work. Shit. Yeah, I had a nice little run, but I'm about to get some of that real money. Because I'm not going to be walking around doing bad. Well, I ain't going to do bad anyway, but still, I'm blessed. And highly flavored. Highly flavored.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. You know, it's like.
Yeah, that's right. Take your ass to work.
But it's a lot of, like we said before, it's a lot of comics will sleep on a man's couch and toss them up instead of going out there and get a job to support themselves. You know, that's what I say about this funny
business. Anytime a grown man got to ask you, can you help pay my phone bill?
Oh, shit.
That's sad, man.
It is. I'm not paying.
And I ain't going to even bust nobody out, but that's sad. Take a look at yourself and be like.
But really? See, the thing about it is, they think we suckers. I'm not giving you no money. I'm not helping you out. I ain't doing nothing. I got a 13-year-old daughter that's in Catholic school. Daddy got to pay her for tuition. She about to go to college in 2.5 years. That's another tuition. And that's the only girlfriend that I'm taking care of.
Oh, well, I better stay where I'm at.
Keep your ass where
in
you
are. In Beverly Hills.
If you ass in Watts, Compton, Inglewood, Hawthorne.
Well, I just want to say to you, Sharon, you do got to get on. I appreciate everything you do for us, you know.
Aw.
You know, she ain't did shit.
No, yeah, that's good. True, but I know good things is coming. You know what I'm saying?
I
do know good things is coming. So, like I said, it's just a waiting game. You know, we just got to be patient. And when we get the show cracking, the comics will be back. They'll be back when this shit. They don't want to do the leg work right now or shit. They might be too late.
Uh-oh.
We try me. I don't know. I'll say we just got.
But you know what? It's not that. You know, these brothers
but
busy.
I know they got families too, though.
They busy, you know. But like I say, we here.
We here. We so here. We represent.
You know, it's like they'll come when they feel like coming.
But I know you want your brothers here with you.
Yeah.
You know, to make it even more fun.
Because I want
fun.
Us to come up.
They ain't my brothers. They my colleagues. Because my brothers would be right here with me.
Ooh. That's right. Okay. Say
right
it again.
Or wrong. Your brothers will be here with you.
Say that.
Your colleagues will try
say
to find
that.
A way to get here.
Say that. Say
no, they
that.
My brothers. That's what we thought.
Yeah, like. We good. They be hitting us. They be hitting soon.
Yeah. They going to hear this. Okay. They going to hear this podcast again. They going to be like, oh, y'all talked about us again.
Well, I just want to say I enjoyed the show. I love y'all, man.
I enjoyed the show every Thursday night at the Regency West, Bring It To Me Comedy.
No, he didn't just throw a little commercial in there. But that's not
every Thursday at the Regency West, Bring It To Me Comedy, Keith Lookaround Moore and Jeff Arnold.
All right, guys, that's our show for today. I'm Sharonda Jacobs of the Comedy Convicts, comedian along with some others. But anyway, I want to say thank you to Big Sid.
No, you can say
Keith Lookaround Morris. I want to hear him crying.
See y'all next week. We don't want him crying.
Stay tuned next week, y'all.
We'll be back next week. See y'all later.
If we ain't canceled. Shit. Shit. If we ain't motherfucking canceled.
With all the shit we said.
Thank you for joining the Comedy Convict Show today. We hope you had a good time. Be sure to join us next week for more unfiltered conversations.